don't know if you've heard of Shmuel Birnbaum, who was Rosh Yeshiva in America. And the story goes, I heard this is a true story. He was traveling from New York to the West Coast, from the East Coast in America to the West Coast. It's quite a journey. Apparently it's 5.5 hours. Anybody? 5.5 hours? Yeah? So he was Rosh Yeshiva, one of the legends of Asmoda. Unbelievable Asmoda. He was in his 80s and still learning like a fresh Yeshiva Ketana, fresh Yeshiva Ketana. But you know, with tremendous Asmoda, mamash the fire. So he was queuing up to by the gate to board the plane, and the very rich balabos Gvir sees him, and he says, "Oh, the Shiva, very nice." And he was like thinking, you know, he was boarding onto the first class ticket, and the Shiva was boarding on an economy ticket, and he felt a bit uncomfortable. Pasnished. It's not right. The Shiva goes economy, squashed like sardines, 5.5 hours flight, and I'm going first class. Literally, he was queuing up, and he went to board the plane. Eventually, ends up goes on the plane, and after takeoff, when the seatbelt sign shows that you are to get out of place, so he goes up to this balabos, goes up to this legendary Rosh Yeshiva, the Shmuel Birnbaum, and he says, "Yeshiva, I just I feel really uncomfortable. I bought the first class ticket. My seat is in the first class over there with these huge couches that you like, as you sit in it, you like, you know, like, and there's everything there, tables, chairs, reclining, showers, you name it, there's everything there. And I feel bad, Yeshiva is in economy, and I just feel bad." And as he goes to Yeshiva, still Yeshiva, of course, was learning already, you know, no question about it. Yeshiva had his gemara open, was learning already. So he goes up to Yeshiva and he says, "Yeshiva, it's probably, you know, why don't we swap place? Yeshiva should go to first class, and I'm going to take the economy seat. You know, it's more appropriate. Yeshiva should take first class ticket. And I'm going to be sitting, you don't have to sit away, squashed. Every seat's taken, an economy. It's not comfortable, Yeshiva, to learn like this." So Yeshiva replied, he looked up from the Gemara and said, nein, it's very little Yiddish. He was from the Shanghai. There was one of those Bochum learned in Shanghai. He was a legend. So he says, nein, ich darf das nicht. I don't need that. I don't need first class tickets. See, good. Ich darf es nicht. Ich darf es nicht haben. I don't need it. Aber, he said, I don't need to swap. But why don't you ask the guy who is next to me? There's a guy next to me, yeah? So why don't you give him the first class ticket and you swap with him? And then you sit next to me and we can learn together. Now, as to whether they took the offer or not, I don't know. It's a true story. Okay, about his side. Pardon? What's the lesson? Always book first class, of course, that's it. I think what the Shmuel Birnbaum was trying to show over here, that it's sometimes much easier to enable learning than to learn yourself. There's nothing actually more, in a way, the more challenging than do it yourself. You know, to give tzedakah here, to give tzedakah there, to give away there. It's all very, very nice to do the real thing. That's the, you know, it's easier to give the first class seat than to sit the lamp for 5.5 hours straight. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to be learning some interesting halachas tonight. We're going to be entering some halachas of Hilchas Kiyashma in various settings, which is a problematic. So we're going to be learning Siman Ein Gimel is probably not so relevant nowadays. Siman Ein Gimel is a Yoshin and Mishto Yvonne Vechisnaik. I'm going to get to that shortly. Then we're going to be learning, I hope also tonight, shortly we're going to be learning about Liberais Erva. These are the halachas of Erva. If there's uncovered clothing nearby, not fully dressed bodies. Really, same sugyas. Very nice, very good. And we'll be talking, and this is not only going to be relevant to Hilchas Kiyashma, this of course is the mekoyres of halacha in terms of any learning, davening in front of not fully dressed, not sneers digger situations, such as, you know, can you say in Vom Shuvah Kedusha, if there's a lady without a shaitel, for instance, or not near stick close, all these halachas will be covered. It's very, very interesting halachas. So we'll be getting that in Mitzrayim. And then afterwards, which I hope still get this week, but perhaps not, will be the halachas of if there is tzoya or other dirty items around you, what about re'ach ra? All that will be discussed after that. So these are very important halachas indeed. Okay, but first I want to discuss Siman Gimel, which is page 212. You know that pajamas are the recent invention, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not joking. The fact that we have got different clothing and appropriate clothing that we wear during the night, that is something which is a fairly recent. You see throughout the Gemaras, you see Mishnayos, Gemaras, even the Rishonim, they didn't see. And this halach over here addresses a situation that people are sleeping and they are sleeping, excuse the expression, but they are undressed. Because that was a norm. That was completely the norm. And sometimes they didn't have the beds the way we have beds nowadays. Sometimes they had to share beds. Sometimes, families had to share beds. And they were not fully dressed. Only the head was a cover on top of them. So that's the halachas over here, because sometimes this may not be the right way of saying Shema. So halachas is as follows. See, if Alav Rabbi Yisai, page 212, Ashnaim Shu Yishenim Betalis Echot. So they were... So, Batalis Echon, in this situation, what it means is not, it means that there was just one cover. But they're touching each other. There's two people in the same bed, and they're touching each other, perhaps because of the size of the bed. You're not allowed to recite Shema whilst you're touching another body. Unless there is some material splitting and separating between them. From the waist down. So there has to be something separating the two bodies, otherwise one is not allowed to say Shema. Of course, it can be any material, but of course a pajama or anything like that of that sort would of course be sufficient as well. See, base. No, this is about touch. View will be addressed later. MC base. Imo yoshein im ishtoi. What if it's a couple, husband and wife? So then, kore bechazor asponim letzad echot, turn away the other direction. Afilu b'lo avsokas talis. Then you don't need avsokas talis. You don't need any separating material. Just look away. Mishum techashiv kegufoi. Because with regards to the wife, there's a rule. The Gemara speaks about it. Ishtoi kegufoi. So there's a certain leniency which applies. And therefore, by looking away, that is sufficient. This rule wouldn't apply. In the former case, by looking away, whilst they're still touching, wouldn't be good enough. Some say even by husband and wife, it's not good enough. Looking away is not sufficient. You've got to make sure there's some separating item between. It is right and proper to be machmir on that. Now, see, if Gimel addresses father and son, if a father is sleeping with his sons in the same bed, which was very, very common, if they're young children, then it's fine. Father and children is always certain leniencies, and therefore a father with children, if he's turning his face away, it's fine. Below Avsokas Talis, even if there's no separating material, it's still fine to recite Shema. If they are grown up, then Avsokas Talis is required. See, Talis is very important because that's the ages. We're going to be addressing not only the ages in terms of these halachas, but in fact, we're going to be learning from far more elements and from far more halachas what is considered the cotton and when is considered the godl. When are children considered ketanim? When are they young? When are they minors? Hatinoik actually yud peishonim, but a boy is considered a cotton until he's 12 years old. Vatinoikas, and in terms of a girl, actually yud alef shonim, if she's 11 years old. Vafilu heviu shtei saris mutiv, and if there is physical maturity, uvishnas yud gimel etinoik, if a boy is 13 years old, yud beis letinoikas, or 12 for a girl, im heviu shtei saris also bloevsik. So it doesn't need physical maturity, but in fact the 13 or 12 is crucial. So really over here what we've got is the age, the crucial age, which is 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl, and of course that's the famous threshold in terms of ketanim and gedolim. 12 for a girl, which we call bas mitzvah, of course, and 13 for a boy. Right, this is in terms of hefsek talis. See, Siman Ayin Dalet is going to learn the halachas of lo yira lecha evas davar. Now, as an introduction, I'm going to make 3 points. There's 3 levels of lo yira lecha evas davar. The pasuk tells us that when one is to say, I mean, it's not just Shema, it's any tefillah really, but we're going to be looking at Shema, but it applies anywhere. Lo yira lecha evas davar. What does that mean? Pasuk says, lo yira lecha. Yira, how does it translate? See. But how do you say lo yira elecha? Shouldn't be seen, the passive. Shouldn't be seen. Erev as dova. So erev means undressed, yeah, nakedness. Dova. So lo yira elecha, there shouldn't be anything seen, which is not fully dressed. There's three levels in that. The top level is lo yira elecha be'erev as dova. That where there is erva, it doesn't say that you're not allowed to see. It's lo yira elecha. It can't be seen. That if you are in a setting, an environment where there is erva, you are not allowed to daven. This is really important. It's not about you physically seeing.
Any erva thing is going to affect that.
Yeah.
So I thought you can turn away.
We'll get to that. Sometimes you can indeed. We'll get to that. Yeah, that's very much what the Siman addresses. So lo yira elecha, it's not only about seeing, but it's about is this a setting that is erva stova, which can be seen. What's that? That's the highest, that's the most stringent level. When there is erva around, lo yira elecha erva stova, when even if you cannot see it, when there is a real erva, then it's an issa dibu, an issa of reciting Shema, of saying Shema. So much so that Mishabu Paskins over here, person says Shema, in that kind of situation, not only is he allowed to say Shema, but even Bediyevit maybe is not Yotze. Probably is not Yotze. Mishabu Paskins is not Yotze. So we'll get to the aeroplane. How are we going to deal with the aeroplane? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm just saying the basic situation. We'll get to various halachas. Base already gives some colors. Another. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There is another element of one's own erva being revealed. If one is not fully dressed, then so it's not only somebody else's erva, but even one's own erva is also a problem. If it's revealed, there's also an issa of saying Shema. Here is machloek is the issa the rabbanon, but it's certainly also. Finally, the third level, which is important to know as well, is the concept of liboy royez erva, which is actually the first halacha of year discusses this concept, which is actually, it's as follows, liboy royez erva. What that means is that liboy literally means the heart. It does not mean this concept, the heart. What it means is that it's the upper body, which of course includes the heart, but it means any upper body, which is considered liboy, the heart, royez erva. If the upper body sees the erva, it doesn't mean, what it means is that there is no separation between the upper body and the lower body. That is the concept of liboy royez erva. So what the application for that would be, if a person is we're going to see soon, perhaps water might be a good example, and he's not dressed, and he wants to say Shema, and there's water under his, he's in the water, from the face up, he's out of the water. Down, he's in the water. This would be a scenario of liboy royez erva. There's nothing covering, nothing separating his liboy and his erva. And therefore, there is a problem of liboy royez erva. This is certainly only the rabbanon, it's not the raisa, but it's a problem for sure. Liboy royez erva. There must be something separating, covering between the upper body and the lower body. Okay, let's see this in greater detail. So, so we'll get to that. There will be Mamash Ta'alach Seif Beis. We'll get to that in greater detail. So let's start with Seif Aleph. So it's not going, as we're going to go along, we're going to see it's not going in order the way I've described it now. There's some, it doesn't go in that order, but we'll get clearer as we go along. So Seif Aleph and Simenai and Dalet says as follows. Yo Yoshein Oren Betaliso, if a person is sleeping, undressed, Betaliso, he's covered up, but he's undressed. He must ensure there's a separation between liboy, meaning there's something separating the, he has to cover himself up somewhere. But liboy, the ozikon, only then he can say Shema. Why? Mishum the liboy roiz ha'erva also, because this otherwise would be a breach of the halacha of liboy roiz ha'erva and also. So what he's saying is, I'm reading out Mishnah Sifkotten, We can do a few, there's a few Mishnebos over here. Maybe start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, Yoshin Orim, Amechaba Tofas Loshna Gemorah, this is the Loshna of the Gemorah. The Shom Shai Chai Lishna, but Binyoneinu Adin Shoyo Yoshin Bechaluko, Beloy Michnasayim, he's not wearing trousers. Gamkin Dinochim, the also Bedivay Toir is not allowed to say. Toira, or Levorich Shumbrocha, to say any Brocha, Achiyat Big Biyodo Vaksoin is Mokam Alev, he must cover his upper body. He must ensure that there's something on top of his upper body. Can't say Shema if he's undressed on top. Achiyat Big Biyodo Vaksoin is Mokam Alev, Oilematum Liboy, Kideshi Hefsik Beinu Levena Erva. There has to be a separation. So, in other words, if he covers his upper body, that's good. But more importantly, is that there's some belt or something separating the top part of his body and the upper part of his body. This is important, because nowadays we are used to these garments. We've got trousers and then we've got something on top. But the robes, that was much more common, you know, the way the Arabs still wear the robes, would potentially be a problem because you have perhaps a problem of liboy reis erva. Imagine, you've got this robe on and you have got liboy, there's nothing separating the upper part of the body with the lower part of the body. Unless, of course, he puts on a gartle. Or, as we call it in plain English, a belt. Will do exactly the same job. But yeah, a gartle is good.
But if he's wearing,
that would be fine. Yes, there's some separation taking place between the upper and lower part of his body. Yes, it will do.
You wouldn't actually need a belt.
No. Yes, this is correct. Because the upper part of a trousers inevitably has got some. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Would it be the same before with just the belt? But you would say the Shema, and you're not wearing anything. You mean you just put on a belt?
No, the belt itself is not good enough. We'll get to that. A belt itself, he needs to cut because there's still a problem that.
It needs to be covered.
Yeah, so very good. So what you're actually pointing out is that there is the third problem that we mentioned, which is libra reis erva, would be solved by doing that. You're separating the upper and the lower part of the body. However, there is still a first and a second problem, that lo yiroi b'cho ervas dova, you cannot recite any Shema when there's an erva dova, when there's uncovered part of the body. So therefore, besides separating, you also need to ensure that the body is covered up as well. Yeah, it's a towel would certainly be enough. Why not? Absolutely, why not?
For a man, there's no separation.
Yeah, I think that. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. You know, if you're tightening on top, then I suppose that serves as kind of a belt. I think that's fine. I don't think you need something which is in, you know.
Because inside
Yeah, but I think that a towel would be good enough. I think so. So the Mishnah says in Sifkot and Dalet that Mishum Liboy, the Erva Beriyah B'Toli Rachmona, Erva has always got to do with some sort of level of seeing. It's like, Lo Yireh B'Cho Ervas Dovah, Matzino Loshen Riyah B'Leiv. That's very interesting. There is a concept of seeing with the heart. Kedeksiv velibi ro ha bechochma. Very interesting. Lefirach milchomim bazeh. Da. And these are the next three lines. Is to be underlined. Da afilim liboy mechuse beveged lehafsik beinu leheva. Even if your top part of your body is covered, and im liboy mechuse beveged lehafsik beinu leheva, and it's separating. Tzorech shetei avosu gam kein mechuse. It's not sufficient that just the top is covered. You also got to make sure that the low part of the body is covered. Vim megule eskimo ha beachonim deosu likus min ha-toyre. Afilim mechuse betales al roish ve'enu av lo lichaze. It doesn't, what the Mishnah says now, even if I'm covering my eyes, and I'm covering my top part of the body, it's not good enough, because of course the lower part of the body must be covered as well. The Ramah says, V'adinim libo yirois ervas chaveiro, also that's maybe self-understood. If a person himself is not seeing any erva, he's not seeing erva of somebody else, but it is uncovered, somebody else is uncovered, and he himself doesn't see anything. Let's say he closes his eyes, and there is a uncovered body. That's also, if somebody maybe has closed eyes, or is covering his eyes, but my heart sees, that's also going to be also. Yeah, that's the rule of Yira Becho Erva's Dava, that even I'm not seeing, but there is an aspect of Erva which is around, then that will be a problem. Perhaps. Pardon? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so base. This is now an application of this, which is anybody goes swimming. What happens? It's a very interesting case. It could even be, what happens if somebody is swimming and he wants to make a bracha? What do you do? You're really thirsty. You know, in the olden days, you used to go to these spas. What was it? And the Schwitz or whatever. Yeah, and they're spending hours there. I don't know how they coped. And then you want to make it, it's hot there, you want to make a bracha, you want to have a cup of water and drink something. Good idea. You don't want to schlep out, go out, and then start making a bracha, and then dry yourself and everything. No! Why not just stay in the water and make a bracha there? Can you do that? Can you stay in the water and make a bracha? You know, just somebody's swimming. As simple as that. You have a swimming pool, and you want to make a bracha. You're going to swim, you're going to make a bracha, shaka, you want to drink something.
He's wearing swimming trunks.
Yeah, let's say he's got swimming trunks. Can you do that or not? Yeah, why not?
I mean, as long as his hands are clean.
Okay, so what about if he's not dressed? No swimming trunks. No swimming trunks. Swimming trunks is also a recent thing.
Problem.
Can't make a bracha.
Below the water.
Oh, does water serve as a separation? Very good. That's the sugya. You can see. Very good. It's mamash the sugya. That's the sugya. So question number one, is the water a separator? Is the water considered a separating element? Question number one, is that, and question number two, does it make a difference if the water is clear or not? Say that it's like a stony kind of water, or you know, there's like, does it help? Does it help? Does it make it better or not? Two questions. Yeah, is the water a separator, a separating? And does it make a difference if the water is clear or not? Okay, see if base. Haroichet orum b'mayin tzlulim. Somebody's swimming in clear water. Top of page 214. Now it's getting very thirsty. See, the cyclist among us has none of that problem. It's for the swimmers. It's a swimming problem. He wants to drink. He's got to put something under. He has to cover himself. He should take something to cover himself. Why? Because no, if there's a problem over here. Shuchnoch says that he has to, the water itself is not a separating element, and he has to cover his body. So here's the answer. Water, the water level is not considering a separating, he must cover himself in one way or another. And if it's too much of a pot, you know, just get out of the water. Nothing you can do, you know, you have to get out. You have to separate.
I'm assuming he's got a swimming cap.
This is Mishnah Yosef Kotten Ches, second wide line. Your point is Mishnah Yosef's point. You've got to make sure that he's covering his head. Why? Because he's not allowed to make a bracha uncovered. So that's Mishnah Yosef Kotten Ches pointing out exactly your point. Yeah, he has to make sure that his head is covered. What about if he can't be bothered finding a towel or anything? He can't be bothered. He says, you know what? The whole problem is libo yirayis ha'erva. So let me cover up my... Let's do like this. I'm going to... going to fold my arms. And then there is a separating. I'm crossing my arms. Now I'm going to put on my swimming hat. And I'm going to make a bracha like this. I can have my water now. My mineral water. Or my cup of the Coke with a lemon thing and the straw. That's what he wants. So he wants to make a bracha. Does he help? Can you separate your body by folding arms? No, you can't. What's wrong with folding the arms?
Because the body can't separate.
Very good. Because ein guf mechaset atzma raboisa. This is very much what you're saying. Because you're learning the sukkahs properly. The body cannot cover itself. Where else does this apply? Exactly, that's where it comes from. If you're not wearing a couple, and you want to make a bracha, you cannot take your hand and put it on top, because ein guf mechaset atzmoy. The body cannot cover itself. That's the rule. The body cannot cover itself. So if you don't wear a couple, it does not help to put your hand on your head. That's not considered a head cover. What you have to do is take a sleeve and put it like this. Yeah. Ein guf mechaset atzmoy. That's correct. Yes.
So
Someone who's asleep.
The sleeve, yes, it's a cover. Why not?
You use it in another thing like a chair or standard.
For you're talking about
to cover your head.
To cover your head, so you take the standard and you put it on your.
No, wait, I saw someone do a chair. I saw someone do a chair.
Putting the chair on top of his head. He was an interesting guy. Yeah, well, he made an impact. I can see to take it. I don't know. Would it halachically work? I can advise him where he should go. I don't know. It helps. I don't know. But it's interesting that if you cover yourself with a shtender, the Tefillah Zafayim, the loch is a bit different. Yes, and the Tefillah Zafayim is a bit different because it's about showing. The Tefillah Zafayim is a bit different. It's not so much about covering your. It's not so much. It's not primarily about covering your head. The Tefillah Zafayim is a bit different. So the halach is a bit different. But in terms of what we are seeing over here is ein guf mechaset atzmoi, and you have to wear some. You have to put something else over your. So here, if he folds his arms, that doesn't help. Let's just see what it doesn't. Pardon?
If he's wearing sleeves.
Sleeves that would do the trick. Yeah. I will be a dime loy have a kissu. Your hand are not considered covered. If you put your hand over your head, that's not considered a head cover. And it comes in Sadi Aleph.
You were wearing sleeves. Why does that help? You haven't gone. You mean it's only at the front that liver stuff got the front of the body.
Yeah.
So you don't actually need a cover.
Correct. This is correct. We'll be speaking about more of these halachas. That's right. Yeah. 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 Very good. So that's. We're going to continue with Shem tomorrow. Just to for out of interest, this is what if anybody ever makes a bracha in a mikveh, for instance, then you know that would be they rely on this. They would rely on this. It's not only swimming; it's in that scenario as well. Why? It's ma'am tzlulim. Normally, should be ma'am tzlulim. Our mikvahs nowadays are ma'am tzlulim. They are clear water, most of them. Hopefully, depending what time you go. Yeah, it should be ma'am tzlulim. But you're right; we're going to be talking about ma'am achurim. If it's dirty water, we'll be addressing. But that's the next part of
it. In the room also, because of zuhama.
Yeah, so good point as well. So we must be talking about a clear place that there's no zuhama, because then you couldn't recite the bracha. This is correct. This is pointed out in the Mefarshim as well. Okay, I'm interrupting middle of Seif Beis, but I'm conscious of the time. We'll stop over here.